the practice of metta. Metta in the Pali language, or Maitri in Sanskrit, means loving kindness or compassionate love. It is the wish for all sentient beings to be well and happy. It is also referred to as boundless or universal love, a love that transcends all barriers such as caste, color or creed. Metta is compared to the love of a mother towards her only child. The seventh verse of the Metta Sutta, or the Discourse on Loving Kindness, reads as follows: Mata yata niyam puttam ayusa eka putta manurakke evampi sabba bhutesu manasam bhavaye aparimanam. Just as a mother would protect her only child at the risk of her own life, even so let one cultivate a boundless heart towards all beings. The practice of metta or loving kindness helps to reduce the tendencies of anger, hatred and grudges. Metta is a great healing force. It promotes the development of virtues such as compassion, altruistic joy, and equanimity. It also promotes patience, tolerance, gratitude, and above all, a forgiving heart. Forgiveness is an important factor which helps in releasing certain emotional blockages due to grudges, remorse, or guilt conscience. When we make metta our object of meditation, we should first of all direct it towards ourselves until we begin to feel or experience a sense of well-being, calm and peaceful within us. As we arouse the thoughts, be well and happy, free from anger and enmity, and so on, we should try to feel from our hearts, somewhat like synchronizing our thoughts with our feelings. As we think, so do we feel. Just like this, you may try now. Just think, be well and happy, and keep a smile in your heart. Now pause for a few moments and try to feel a sense of well-being. Suffuse your whole body and being with this feeling of calm and peace. When you are able to do this, then you should learn to radiate metta in all directions, above, below, and all around, until your aura of calm and peace fills the whole room, the whole hall, then to the whole house or building, to all the surrounding areas or the neighborhood, as far as you can reach out, covering the whole suburb or village, and to the whole city or township, then to the whole country, the neighboring countries and islands, covering the whole world, and to all the realms of existence known or unknown to us. Alternatively, we can direct our minds and send metta to the 10 directions, north, south, east and west, northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest, above and below. That covers all the directions. After establishing metta, loving kindness, in all directions, you may wish to direct metta to individuals, beginning with those who are near and dear to you. When you are directing metta to individuals, you should try to feel their presence. And as you wish them well and happy, you should also experience a sense of well-being. If you have religious or spiritual teacher or teachers, you should start with your teacher or teachers. Otherwise, you may think of your parents, mother, father, brothers and sisters, your spouse, and other family members, then to your school teachers, relatives and friends. You can begin with just one person, someone whom you have the trust and confidence in, someone whom you respect and are grateful towards. Then move on to include others. If you think of someone and the thought of that person should arouse the feeling of anger, aversion, or other negative emotions, then you should avoid such people for the time being. When your practice is more established, then you can think of them again. You should also avoid those persons or persons with whom you are very emotionally attached. Because if you concentrate on those with whom you are emotionally attached, the chances are that you may not wish to go on radiating to others. You will tend to arouse desires and passion instead of metta or boundless love. When you are able to radiate loving kindness to those who are near and dear to you, you should go on to those who are neutral, somewhat less well known or even unknown to you. This could include your neighbors or passerbys in the streets. You take up these people to your mind and then wish them well and happy and so on. Try to practice metta, especially when you are caught up in a traffic jam, and this will help to reduce stress as well as road rage. Now, after you are able to radiate to those who are less well known or unknown to you, you are ready to extend metta to those who are hostile and unfriendly towards you. They may include those with whom you have had quarrels or misunderstandings, or just unfriendly. These people could come from within your own family circles, your relatives, colleagues at work, or friends in schools or universities, whoever that comes into contact with you. When you think of such people, if anger, aversion, or any negative emotion gets aroused in your hearts, then you should not think of them for the time being. Do not wish them harm, but just pass them for the time being until your practice becomes more established. If you can truly wish for the well-being of those who are unfriendly or hostile towards you, then you have learned to break barriers, and your metta or loving kindness will become more established. You begin to develop a more forgiving heart, which will help you to clear certain emotional blockages that have developed during your childhood or younger days in this life, or even in your previous lives. When you are cleared from those emotional blockages through seeking forgiveness from others, then forgiving others as well as forgiving yourself, your heart will become lighter. You will experience lightheartedness, and you will be happier and more cheerful. Metta helps to soften our hearts. We will be more humble and be able to seek forgiveness from others. But in order to be able to forgive others and also forgive yourselves, you will need to have some wisdom and understanding. Firstly, we need to understand that all those who have cheated, hurt, or abused us, they have all done so not with wisdom and understanding. They have done so through ignorance. Secondly, we need to understand that whatever happens to us has a reason through cause and conditions. We reap what we sow. If upon reflection we realize that we do not deserve the ill treatment by others, as we have not done anything wrong towards them, then we have to think that what we are experiencing at the present is the result or effect of what we have done in the past. If not in this very lifetime, it could be in our past lives. It is very difficult to think that we have not done anything wrong in all our past lives. Realizing that the pain that we are going through is a result of some bad karma or unskillful actions of the past, we will begin to develop a sense of compassion for those who have cheated or harmed us, for they do not realize the pain that they will have to go through one day, just as we are experiencing the pain of some past bad karma. So let us forgive them, for they know not what they do. Thirdly, in order to forgive ourselves, we must realize that all the wrong and foolish actions which we have done have all been performed as a result of ignorance. Now that we have the opportunity to come to the Dhamma and to realize what is good and bad, we need to aspire and make an effort to set ourselves in the right course, to avoid from all evil, to do the good, and to purify our minds. We need to admit our mistakes or shortcomings and determine to walk the right path. This is how we could forgive ourselves and be released from the burden of remorse and guilt conscience. The release of emotional blockages through metta and the practice of forgiveness have great therapeutic values. Many health problems are related to anger and other negative emotions. In the Metta Nisangsa Sutta, the Buddha spoke of 11 benefits or advantages from the practice of metta or loving kindness. The first three are related to sleep or sleeping habits. One who practices metta daily will be able to sleep well, wake up easily, and be free from nightmares or bad dreams. Metta promotes the true spirit of friendship or friendliness. As such, human beings will be near and dear to you. You will be able to make friends easily. Even animals will love you. Wild animals will not harm you. This is how the yogis who practice in the deep forest or jungle can live in harmony with wild animals. At the spiritual level, you will be protected by the gods or devas in the celestial realm. As you vibrate with the frequency of metta, of love or loving kindness, you will naturally be connected to those beings who are full of love and compassion. As such, you will receive the blessings, guidance and protection of great spiritual masters and teachers, including the devas and bodhisattvas. Metta will also help to improve one's complexion. You will become more radiant. Your mind will be more focused and you'll be able to get into concentration quickly. And when the practice is well established, you will not be easily harmed by fire, poison or weapons. And at the time of death, the mind will be peaceful and unconfused. This will lead to good birth, that is, reborn in higher and happier realms of existence, if the mind is not yet liberated. Such are the benefits or advantages of the practice of metta. There are different variations or techniques in the practice of metta, but the underlying principle is the same. It is the sincere wish for the well-being of all sentient beings. The formula for the practice is based on three aspects of one's well-being. In order to enjoy a true sense of well-being, or to live happily with ease and happiness, firstly, we need to be free from all forms of hostility, such as anger and enmity, hatred or grudges. The anger could be coming from others or from within ourselves. We often get angry with ourselves because we are not able to achieve our goals, or we are not able to progress as well as others. Or sometimes there can be more subtle anger towards ourselves as a result of remorse or guilt conscience, or due to the ripening of some past karmas. Secondly, our mind needs to be free from mental suffering, such as from fear, worries and anxieties. Thirdly, we need to be free from physical pain and suffering, from sicknesses and ill health. It is only when one is free from hostility, free from mental and physical suffering, that one is able to live happily and to dwell with ease and happiness. Traditionally, the formula reads like this: Aham avero homi. May I be free from hostility, from anger, aversion, hatred and grudges. Abhyapajjo homi. May I be free from mental suffering, from fears, worries and anxieties. Anigo homi. May I be free from physical pain, from sickness and ill health. Sukhi attanam pariharami. May I dwell with ease and happiness. Just as we have these good wishes for ourselves, so do we also wish others. Avira hontu. May the others be free from hostility, from anger and enmity, hatred and grudges. Abhyapajja hontu. May they be free from mental suffering, from fears, worries and anxieties. Aniga hontu. May they be free from physical pain and affliction, from sickness and ill health. Sukhi attanam pariharantu. May they dwell with ease and happiness. One should cultivate metta or loving kindness again and again until it becomes part and parcel of oneself. The practice of metta should not be confined to sitting sessions alone. It should be applied in our daily encounters with people or situations which arouses anger and aversion in us. Whenever anger or aversion arises, just tell yourselves, be well and happy. Be free from anger and enmity. May others too be well and happy, free from anger and enmity. In the beginning, this may not appear to be natural. But as we develop this habit more and more, it will eventually become part and parcel of our response mechanism. It is a good practice to commence the day in the morning with at least 10 to 15 minutes of metta, and then also in the evening before going to sleep. Metta meditation can be practiced in all the four postures, standing, sitting, walking or moving, and lying down or sleeping. When metta becomes part and parcel of oneself, then one do not have to think about how to radiate metta anymore. Metta, or the compassionate love, will always be present. One will always wish others well. Metta will help to prevent one from falling into states of depression, and also help to keep the mind healthy and happy always. Real metta will flow naturally when one's heart becomes truly empty, empty of greed, hatred, and delusion. May all be well and happy.